Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, September 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 237 years ago, today in 1783, the Treaty of Paris was signed in Paris, France, officially ending the American Revolutionary War and recognizing the sovereignty of the United States. A moment of human achievement, and the birth of a new nation. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 61 degrees with 2 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:12. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday with a high near 77 and a light southeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 57 and a gentle south wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 8:30 with the low tide at 2:15. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Thursday with a high near 79 and a light south wind. Thursday night brings a chance of rain showers after 2 a.m. with partly cloudy skies and a low around 63. On Friday, there is a chance of rain showers before 11 a.m. with mostly sunny skies and a high near 84. Friday night will be mostly clear, with a low around 68 and a south wind. Saturday has a chance of rain showers between 7 a.m. and 2 p.m., followed by a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with a high near 86 and a southwest wind. Saturday night features a chance of showers and thunderstorms, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 62. On Sunday, expect a chance of rain showers with mostly sunny skies and a high near 75. Sunday night has a slight chance of rain showers before 8 p.m., with partly cloudy skies and a low around 55. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in a recent ranking by personal finance website GoBankingRates, two Boston suburbs have been named among the safest and wealthiest in the United States, with Lexington taking the impressive second spot and Winchester following closely at third. Lexington boasts an average income of $300,000 and a property crime rate of just 2.93 per 1,000 people, while Winchester has an average income of $296,000. And a property crime rate of just over 4 per 1,000. Additionally, 8 other communities from the Bay State made the top 50, including Wellesley, Belmont, and Reading. Now on to sports. Ohio State has reclaimed the top spot in the Associated Press Top 25 poll, marking their first time at number one during the regular season since 2015. The Buckeyes rose after defeating Texas 14-7 in their season opener. In contrast, Alabama fell out of the top 20 for the first time in 17 years, landing at number 21 following their opening game loss to an unranked opponent. Florida State entered the rankings at number 14 after upsetting Alabama. The rankings are expected to remain fluid early in the season as teams continue to compete. In local sports, last night at Fenway Park, the Red Sox beat the Guardians 11-7. Slater earned the win with 5 1/3 innings pitched, allowing 7 runs and 8 hits. Bregman's clutch 8th inning hit drove in the go-ahead runs. The Sox finished with 18 hits and 0 errors. The Red Sox record is now 78-62. Tonight, Brennan Bernardino, who is 4-2 with a 3.08 earned run average, starts for the Sox against Joey Cantillo, who is 3-3 with a 3.93. First pitch is scheduled for 6:45 at Fenway Park with clear skies and a mild temperature of 72 degrees. In top news, in a groundbreaking discovery, researchers have revealed that a small cluster of neurons, known as the locus coeruleus, controls our thinking modes. This blue dot, just a few millimeters in size, influences learning, creativity, focus, and alertness. By understanding how to shift gears, individuals can enhance their cognitive performance. The locus coeruleus has 4 activity modes, from sleep to high arousal, affecting our mental state. Techniques such as meditation, physical exercise, and task management can help optimize its function. Ultimately, self-awareness of this brain mechanism may lead to improved mental well-being and productivity. In business news, Connecticut's Ray Dalio believes that income inequality may be leading the United States toward autocracy. Dalio, founder of Bridgewater Associates, was the richest person in Connecticut in 2023. He stated that wealth disparity leads to polarization, which can result in autocratic leadership, calling it a classic part of the debt cycle. Dalio expressed concern that the increased wealth and values gaps lead to populism and irreconcilable differences. He compared current socioeconomics to the extreme gaps seen before, during, and after World War II. Dalio sold his remaining stake in Bridgewater earlier this year, marking a retirement process. He also criticized former President Donald Trump's influence on the Federal Reserve's decision-making process. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged at about $111,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to just over $4,300. And XRP is up 1% to $2.83. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Wyoming has chosen Amazon's Project Kuiper over Starlink for broadband expansion, following Colorado's lead, and utilizing the state's broadband equity, access, and deployment program. This initiative seeks to provide high-speed internet to over 15,000 underserved locations. Wyoming will award Amazon close to $10 million in subsidies, while Starlink will serve only 629 locations for $1 million. The proposal highlights that Project Kuiper aims to deliver download speeds of at least 150 megabits per second. However, it remains unclear when Project Kuiper will launch or the pricing for the service. And in entertainment news, Dwayne Johnson is generating Oscar buzz following a powerful performance in The Smashing Machine at the Venice Film Festival. The audience erupted into a 15-minute standing ovation, leaving the 53-year-old actor in tears. Johnson portrays wrestler Mark Kerr alongside Emily Blunt, who plays Kerr's girlfriend. The film's director, Benny Safdie, joined in the emotional moment, as Kerr himself was moved during the credits. Johnson's transformation for the role involves significant prosthetics, showcasing his desire to explore deeper narratives. The Smashing Machine will be released by A24 in November, marking Safdie's solo directorial debut. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Earl Nightingale. And he said, "All you need is the plan, the roadmap, and the courage to press on to your destination." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.